This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed the government's unwavering resolve to end the injustices faced by tribal communities and ensured that the benefits of development should reach them. He asserted that tribal welfare has always been the highest priority for their government. Mr. Modi made these remarks while launching development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees in Dediapada town of the tribal-dominated Narmada district of Gujarat. These projects were launched on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking the 150th birth anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Addressing a gathering, he said tribal pride has been an integral part of India's consciousness for thousands of years. The Prime Minister stated that the government is working with a comprehensive approach to address every aspect of tribal life. Earlier, Mr. Modi visited the under-construction bullet train station in Gujarat's Surat to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor. The Prime Minister landed at the Surat airport yesterday morning and reached the Antroli area, where a bullet train station is under construction. Later last evening, addressing the Bihari community living in Surat, Gujarat, Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the people of Bihar for giving the NDA a historic victory in assembly elections. He said, "Now Bihar is showing readiness to reach new heights of development, which has been seen in this election."
Bihar. आज दुनिया भर में छाया हुआ है. दुनिया में कहीं जाइए, बिहार की टैलेंट आपको नजर आएगी. और ऐसा बिहार अब विकास में नई ऊंचाई को प्राप्त करने का मिजाज दिखा रहा है. इस चुनाव में उस मिजाज के दर्शन हुए हैं. बिहार की माताएं बहनें और बिहार के नौजवान, महिला युवा, ये एक ऐसा माई कॉम्बिनेशन बना है जिसने आने वाले अनेक दशकों की राजनीति का नींव मजबूत कर दी है.
The nation celebrated Janajati Gaurav Divas to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of the freedom fighter and tribal leader Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The center has marked 15th November as Janajati Gaurav Divas, recognizing the importance of keeping tribal history alive. The Affordable Medicines and Reliable Implants for Treatment, Amrit, initiative completed 10 years yesterday. Addressing the 10th anniversary celebration of Amrit in New Delhi, Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said that the program has helped patients save around 8,500 crore rupees over the last 10 years. He noted that there are 255 Amrit pharmacies across various states and union territories, offering more than 6,500 products, including drugs, implants, surgical disposables, and other consumables at discounts of up to 50% on the maximum retail price. The Delhi Crime Branch has filed two separate FIRs against Al Falah University, one for cheating and the other under sections of forgery. According to a Delhi police source, a team from the Crime Branch unit today visited the university office in Okhla in the national capital. The Delhi police has also issued a notice to the university and requested certain documents from them. It said the FIRs were registered after University Grants Commission, UGC, and the National Assessment and Accreditation Council, NAAC, flagged serious irregularities at the university during their reviews. The Indian Air Force, IAF, will participate in the 8th edition of the bilateral air exercise Garuda 25 in France from today. IAF will conduct this exercise with the French Air and Space Force, FASF, till the 27th of this month. The Ministry of Defence said that this exercise aims to refine tactics and procedures in a realistic operational environment. During the exercise, the IAF's Sukhoi 30 MKI aircraft will operate alongside the French multi-role fighters in complex simulated air combat scenarios, focusing on air-to-air combat, air defense, and joint strike operations. Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri said that India-Korea cooperation model for vessel building can not only meet India's growing needs but also serve a global market. Mr. Puri highlighted that Korea has the technological expertise and experience in ship construction, while India offers strong demand, skilled manpower and supportive policies which can lead to a winning partnership. And that is the end of this news bulletin.